The monthly report from Lincoln County School District Number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson on the way. Superintendent, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time once a month to come in and update our listeners what's happening within LCSD number 2. Right out of the gate, we've talked a lot about the legislative session the last couple of months. And now that everything's kind of wrapped up there, let's start with it. Of course, the big school recalibration bill. You had stated leading into the session you weren't a fan of how it looked at the beginning. A lot of changes to it, though, throughout the session. Now that it's all done and passed and signed, what are your thoughts?
So that's an intriguing question, Duke. So I'm still not a huge fan, to be honest with you. There's a victory lap, obviously, taking place for teacher salaries. And depend on how you view that, obviously, those of us in public ed are seeing that as a major win and needed to happen. But with the teacher salaries, they put them in a silo. So up to this point, we've been operating under a block grant, so we've had local control and flexibility. So we could move monies back and forth at the discretion of a local school board and an admin team. And by going to the silo on the teacher salary side, a little over 46% of our budget will be in that silo. So it can only be used for those types of things. So an unintended consequence possibly of the silo, depending on how you view it, would be if you take activities, for instance, extracurricular. At Cokeville High, currently we're funded at the school level based on ADM, or average daily membership, and the new legislation, so starting July 1, as part of recalibration, will be going to a district ADM. So currently, for every student at Cokeville High, we receive $2,633 towards extracurricular. Going forward, where it's going to be funded at the district level based on average daily membership, it'll be at $833. So you can simply see at Cokeville, and then I'll get into Star Valley, but if I've done the math correctly, at Cokeville High for extracurricular, in the future we'll be generating $54,000 of revenue towards that. And currently, we generate $172,000. The district spends a little over $400,000 on extracurricular at Cokeville. So you can see we picked up an additional $130,000, $140,000 deficit. And we, with the teacher silo now, we don't have flexibility for local control to move funds in and out of that, if that makes sense. Currently, at Star Valley High, where it's funded at extracurriculars funded on the school level, it's $1,066 for every student. And moving forward, it would be the $833 because it goes by district. And so, you know, we spend roughly $1 million a year at Star Valley High for all of the extracurricular, between coaching stipends to uniforms to officials, on and on and on. So now it'll generate $680,000 instead of $824,000. So that's just a classic example of maybe some of the unintended or intended consequences of recalibration. Any way you look at it, we've lost the vast majority of our flexibility.
So just to explain the way the silo works a little bit more for those who aren't familiar with that term and what it is. So the money is now going, it has to be used for teacher salaries. Am I understanding
correct.
That correctly? And so what does that mean then for, I guess, as far as the salary positions go? Does that mean it does result in a raise for teachers, or
you're exactly right. So the silo will result in a pretty significant raise for teachers on the salary side. And then on the benefit side, it's outside of the silo. So health insurance and retirement contributions and those types of things. So in the near future, those will be taking a hit as well.
Gotcha.
We're very fortunate right now that, you know, those that have gone before me and ones that I'm currently working with at the district office have a great handle on the current funding formula and model. So the district's in a great position, and and our local school board's been very, very conservative, and at the same time taking care of employees to the best of our abilities, and ultimately taking care of students. So
the big concern then is the extracurricular is what it sounds like. Is there any other?
But I just wanted to use that as an example. Yeah, there's average daily memberships going from a 3-year average to a 2-year average, which takes a hit. We take a hit on the health insurance side through recalibration. So now the districts will only be reimbursed for those that are employees that are participating in the plan. So that's a $1.8 million hit to our district. So yeah, it's super, super complicated, and the admin team and the board, to be blunt, we're going to be kind of budgeting blind this spring because we don't even know the rules yet. The rules haven't been written as to recalibration. So anyway, and then Duke, speaking of recalibration, and not just recalibration, but other things that deal with education, I would really, really encourage your listeners out there to make sure that we get involved in the elections this fall. Our elections are obviously going to be taken care of in the primaries, which I believe is August 18th. So we got to be paying attention on the governor. We got to be paying attention Secretary of State. And then I would strongly encourage us, if your representative is not representing what the constituents are asking them to, or your senator, then we've got to look a different direction. And having said that, very much appreciate Andrew Byron out of Hoback and McKay Erickson and Senator Dan Dockstetter. They communicate during the session, before the session, after the session. We're in very good communication with them, and they're seeking our input and whatnot, and they have a vested interest in us and striving to do the best they can.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in the studio from Lincoln County School District number 2. Anything else outside of recalibration you'd like to mention while we have you today?
I would absolutely. So before we visit again next month, it's going to be Admin Assistant Appreciation Day, and I have a wonderful admin assistant, as well as 4 or 5 of them at the district office that work with us. And they're ladies of integrity and great work ethic and sound judgment, and have impeccable customer service skills. So I just appreciate those ladies, specifically Mrs. Kleeman, that I work with closely.
Superintendent Matt Erickson, it's the Weekday Wake Up this morning, and the monthly report from Lincoln County School District number 2. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.